This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
200 episodes of Election College. Oh my goodness, Ben, it has been almost 2 years. Next year we're going to be celebrating our third year of Election College. This year, how about we celebrate 2 years?
Yeah, let's take baby steps for a minute here. We need to get our feet under us, you know, before we go into the third year.
Yeah, and gee whiz, oh my goodness, this is episode number 200. Now, we have recorded probably about 450 episodes, but about 250 of those didn't make it just because of one reason or another. Just in case you can't hear, a big tractor trailer just passed me. I'm on the road, have been for the past couple of weeks, and Ben, we've recorded in a lot of different spots over these past 2 years.
That's true. We've recorded in your dining room. We've recorded in my dining room, my attic, your car, my van in Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where else? Weird places. Almost always, but although we're blessed sometimes to be together, we're almost always apart. So that's cool. I think there aren't, at least, a lot of podcasts out there that people are separated by, you know, 6 or 7 hours of drive time and still get together every week.
Yeah. And for the past couple of weeks, we've been separated by about, a couple of days of driving hours. A couple of days drive of each other, which is amazing. The internet still amazes me. I just can't imagine. I think that's one thing that really catches me off guard a lot of times is with political scandals throughout history and with things that have been covered up or revealed after the fact. If we would have had the internet, oh my goodness. How'd you like that segue, by the way?
It's crazy because we talked about this in the past, but how many times have we gotten into discussions about political scandals and so on and so forth? And our country right now, and we don't talk about the current day very much, but our country right now, it's divided. But when you really look at the scheme of history and how things have gone in the past, we're not in great shape, but we've been worse. I mean, that's not a good barometer. Oh, we could do worse. But it is to say that we certainly have had really, really rough patches in history. And we like talking about those because I think it brings a relevance to where we're at now as a country.
Yeah, there really is nothing too new under the sun. And I take some comfort in that because, hey, we've always been kind of messed up. And at least we don't have people, you know, trying to stab each other on the floor of the House of Representatives or, I don't know, senators dueling each other or a vice president trying to kill somebody. I mean, I don't think that's happening today, although some might say, I won't get into that.
Yeah, it would certainly be interesting to really see what's behind the curtains. But, there probably is some a little more in-depth stuff than we're really able to see. But for the most part, yeah, we're doing okay, I think.
Yeah. So I guess we get a lot of questions, Ben, about... and. It does feel strange to do a podcast where we're talking about ourselves just because, I don't know, should we even be talking about ourselves? If you don't like us talking about ourselves, then you can just tune in on Thursday because we'll have a new episode. But 200, that's a pretty big, what is that? A milestone. Yeah, a milestone. That's what that's called. And a lot of people give us comments about the audio. I know you are the man behind the magic that happens with the editing. I sound even more foolish in person because Ben's not there to edit out my comments and my pauses and my ums. But we do get a lot of comments.
I'll only take credit. I'll only take credit for the times when the audio sounds really good. When it sounds not as good, that was somebody else.
Yeah, we hired somebody off of Fiverr or something like that. But Ben, tell the audience, how do you work your magic a little bit? Just because a lot of people don't know about things like Zencastr or the microphones we use.
Yeah, so I mean, we actually have a really simple setup, and there's certainly more setups out there that we could get into, and we could spend a lot of money on our setup, but we go for simplicity. So we both use the ATR-2100. It's not the best mic in the world, but it's certainly a good mic, and it's under $100 almost always to be able to pick one up. And it's nice because you can plug it right into a soundboard, and you can plug right into a USB port. So that makes it really nice and convenient. Whichever you prefer, whichever you have access to, you can do that. And then when we're apart, we use a service called Zencastr, which has a free tier and also has a paid tier. And it depends on the month, how many hours we're going, whether or not we're using the free tier or the paid tier. And basically, Zencastr lets you both record on either end, or lets you both talk on either end, and it has a way to talk over that service. And it records for you and then combines it into one file. And sometimes I'll split those files apart again and, you know, edit them down a little more carefully. So, and just like anything, sometimes it's a lot of editing because Jason and I bumble around, and I know the end product sounds like we don't edit it, but you should hear how bad it is before we edit it. Sometimes it's just unlistenable until we work our magic on it. But other times we kind of let it ride, and, you know, there's going to be trucks passing by, like just happened to Jason, because we're in weird spots, and there's gonna be loud cars outside, and sometimes our kids are gonna cry because they woke up because we are for some reason recording after midnight, whatever. So yeah, sometimes it's a little strange, and sometimes we have really good quality, sometimes we have not as good quality, but we just try to be consistent in our material so that you're always happy and listening.
Yeah, I think that's one big thing about if you're doing a podcast or you're writing a blog, or I don't know, if you're a parent, just to be consistent with whatever it is you're doing, provided that it's good. And
yeah,
I think that 200, that's probably a testament to both of us. There have been weeks where it perhaps might be inconvenient to record or to do research because just life gets crazy. But yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I have gotten out of being a part of this podcast is just, yeah, you've got to do it. You've got to do it when you want to, when you don't want to. Of course, I find when we get a new review that really helps encourage me to be like, oh yeah, people are listening to this and they are benefiting. And it surprises me, Ben, that there are some people who may have been poli-sci majors in college, or they might be history teachers, and they say that they've learned something. That's totally shocking to me that people learn stuff from the podcast, but that's what kind of gets me going.
Yeah, it's funny, too, how things have changed in that if you have a podcast, you're like famous. Not really. I mean, that's not actually true. There's obviously people with much more success than us, or much less success than us too. We're pretty fortunate, but it's funny because I've taught some college level classes to students who were history majors, and just some of them have mentioned, or I've mentioned, and they've caught on that I do a podcast about history. And, you know, we're talking about 18 to 22 year olds are in like, ah, you have a podcast? And it's like, it's such an accessible technology, but because we do it and we do it consistently, and we are on iTunes, you know, that seems like a huge deal. And don't get me wrong, it is a pretty huge deal in the scheme of world history, of in the scheme of technology, for anybody to have a podcast and be consistent about it. But it's really humorous how people react to just the fact that, yeah, I have a thing where I talk into a microphone and then people listen to it. That's pretty incredible.
That is incredible, Ben, because I'm remembering a time, oh, a little over 20 years ago when I was choosing a major for college, and I really wanted to go into radio, television, broadcasting. I was the geek who used to sit in front of the boombox and pretend that I was broadcasting, you know, baseball games or doing commercials. And I did, early on in my career, have the opportunity to work for a radio station and got to do commercials and stuff like that. But it wasn't something that, you know, I wasn't working for NBC, or I wasn't the reporter for my, you know, local ABC affiliate or anything like that. I was told in college that broadcasting is a cutthroat business, and that, you know, in order to be successful, you have really got to put in long hours, and it's a pretty horrible life when you think about it, unless you're, you know, a top tier person out there, like you're the host of the nightly news, the anchor of the nightly news or whatever. But what podcasting has done is it's made it available to anyone who just has the desire to do it. And that's pretty awesome. I love it. I love it being 2017. I love having the internet. I love iTunes. Why not?
Jason, what are some of the most memorable or favorite episodes for you that we've done? I guess without getting too in detail, but what are some of the cooler parts of this show for you?
Probably some of the characters that we know very little about. I think of Daniel Sickles, how just we came across his story while touring Gettysburg. And here we recorded that episode in your van, so it sounds like we're in a tin can. Which,
well, not only that, but I forgot to turn on our microphones, so it's recorded with the computer microphone.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. So probably Daniel Sickles, people like that who have run for political office, and it's been over 100 years, so it doesn't seem so atrocious that they were actually in charge of aspects of our government. Stories like that are of particular interest to me, and I'm finding now, as we've gotten to the late 1850s, early 1860s, and then with the presidents, and we're going back and covering some of the vice presidents and so on, seeing that these people had issues, and they weren't necessarily heroes. They might have done heroic things, but they had their foibles, and they were definitely not perfect. I enjoy learning about them and talking to them with you. What about you, Ben?
I agree. I think some of those ones that you don't hear as much about are a lot of fun. We talk about this a lot, and we use it as an example a lot, but Millard Fillmore, like, that's just one that comes immediately to mind that we use them as an example because neither one of us literally had any idea anything about Millard Fillmore. So just anytime I can learn something completely new or completely different than I knew before is a lot of fun to me. I personally have really enjoyed the opportunities where we've had the ability to go to places. Mm-hmm. Like when we went to the Capitol, we were invited down by a listener and were able to go and tour the Capitol and get a little bit more behind the scenes than I think the normal tour takes you on. And that kind of thing was just really cool. And then also where, you know, this is just a personal enrichment type thing. And we've done, you know, a lot of episodes where we've talked about something that maybe I was somewhat familiar with, maybe I wasn't. And then I've gone to a place and made it intentional to go and look at something that had to do with that. So like recently I was in Boston. So when I was in Boston, I went and looked at a few landmarks that I'd never seen before that made way more sense after we did a podcast about it. So after I taught other people about it, it made more sense to me than it ever did before I had the opportunity to teach other people about it. So that has been really rewarding in seeing that we can talk about something that I'm already familiar with, but it makes it much more real for me. And hopefully in some small way, it's doing that for other people as well, who may or may not have ever had the opportunity to visit those places. So that's been kind of my favorite part about, you know, the actual process of the show.
You know, it's really bad, Ben, when, like, so I'm in the Phoenix area right now, and mm-hmm. Phoenix was not part of the Gadsden purchase, but Tucson was. And part of the reason I wanted to drive down to Tucson was to say that I could be there, part of the last major land purchase of the 48 contiguous states. And just driving across the country and being like, oh yeah, I'm going to be going through Kansas and then Missouri and, you know, just missing Nebraska and thinking about the Kansas-Nebraska Act and the Bleeding Kansas episode that we did. Just different things that I dare not mention to anyone who lives in close proximity to me because I would just bore them to death. So I appreciate being able to share some of those experiences with you and with the audience because, hey, we dig that kind of geeky stuff.
It's funny because I have coffee with a couple of friends a couple times a week or pretty early, and we'll get together and talk, and we'll discuss everything from, you know, new video games to podcasts that we listen to business, to politics, to history, etc. Like, you know, we're just getting together, having coffee, hanging out. But oftentimes it's really cool because a subject will come up and I actually then feel like I have something super meaningful to contribute to the conversation because I've been to these places and we've talked about this stuff and I can throw in little tidbits. And not that I want to be the guy who's like, oh, well, actually, but it's a lot of fun to be able to meaningfully contribute to a conversation with something that I know for sure 2 years ago I would not have known. And I think people sometimes think we know a lot more than we do, based on comments and tweets we get and reviews that we get. We're just like you guys. We have to research stuff. We have to read up. We have to put time and effort into it. And it's just that we've chosen to do that so that you can learn in an easier fashion. So maybe take that and go teach somebody about something you're passionate about. I'm not saying it has to be a podcast. I'm not saying it has to be any kind of wide-reaching audience either. But take the opportunity to, if you've enjoyed listening to us or any other podcasts that have taught you something, find an opportunity to go and teach someone else about something because it's pretty cool.
Yeah. For years, I was doing social media management and still do, but I wasn't creating a lot of my own content. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that's not history related that I get out of doing the podcast is just the fact that we are creating content. And what's really cool is I'm able to create content with my cousin and
that's right.
to get together. So I know that's a special chemistry that we have because we've known each other for, several decades. but surely there's somebody who perhaps you've been wanting to collaborate with. You know, consider doing something that helps other people. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jason, it is pretty cool. This is more on a way more. I guess this whole episode's personal, but this is more on a personal note between you and I. For about the last 25 years at least of our lives have. Well, okay, so I'm 29. So there was only a very short time where we lived within any kind of normal distance to each other as a family typically does. For the most of our lives, we've been at least 6 hours, five, six hours apart. Mm-hmm. So certainly in the last 10 years, at least we've been able to get together more and spend more time as family just because of different circumstances. But in the last 2 years, you and I have been able to communicate on a minimum of once a week. And, you know, that alone is pretty cool to me. And, you know, our families, as we're both having kids and going through kind of similar parts in life in that aspect, we've been able to hang out more than I know for sure we would have been able to hang out had we not been doing the podcast. So all the other cousins are just jealous of us. You know, they're so green with envy because of our opportunity to hang out. But hey, you know, if they started the podcast, they could hang out too.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, audience, you kind of are like our virtual cousins in a lot of ways because we can't just get together at Thanksgiving and talk about this stuff because eyes would glaze over and, you know, people would fall asleep. But it is a little bit like a cool family get together when there's a back and forth. I know there's been some chatter back on Twitter and even on Facebook about some of the fun nicknames that people have had. Not all of those nicknames have made it into the podcast just because we've either already recorded it or, you know, we forget. But it's been a lot of fun to just hear, you know, some of the insults from 150 years ago, what those sound like, you know, how ridiculous does it sound? I'm sure, you know, 100 years from now, who knows what our poor descendants are going to read. You know, do you know they have this thing called Twitter? But it's a lot of fun hanging out with you guys, getting that interaction from you. And there was something else I was going to say along that line.
I was going to call our audience dough faces.
Oh, no, but they are the best dough faces ever.
Obviously.
So, you dough face.
All right. Well, hey, this is, I think we got 3 new reviews this week, which isn't, you know, for some podcasts, I'm sure is pretty low. For other podcasts is extraordinary, but I think we got like 3 new reviews this week, and that's awesome. And we want to thank you for that. I know we say this all the time, and I'm sure people actually believe us, but we legitimately enjoy seeing reviews from you guys. And yes, it helps the podcast. Yes, it helps our numbers go up. You know, we're up in the hundreds of thousands of downloads, which is just astonishing to me that that's the case. But it helps all that kind of stuff. But we're kind of, Jason and I, believe it or not, are a little bit self-conscious sometimes. And so knowing that someone likes us, it's almost like being validated on the playground. Like if you leave us a good review, we kind of feel nice because we feel like somebody likes us. And that's 100% true for me. So if you haven't left us a review, we're serious. It helps the show, but we really do appreciate it and we enjoy it. And it's personally enriching when we see those come through. So head over to iTunes, leave us a review, and we'll feel nice inside and thank you.
Yeah. And I promise you, if we wouldn't have gotten a lot of the reviews that we got from the get-go, we probably would not have made it past episode 15 of the podcast. So it is important. You know, we talk about Patreon and some of the other ways that we have tried to raise money to host the podcast and so on. But the reviews, that currency of love, as it were, it does keep us going. It makes the podcast go around. And don't forget that we are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Election College. And we have some awesome new ideas around the pike about what topics we're going to be covering and so on. So we always enjoy getting contributions from you as well. So interact with us there.
Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you in another 200 episodes, I guess.
Take care.